Good evening. Welcome to YouthBeat Radio on WCRS Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host and executive producer, Christy Lakeys. Tonight on the show, I'll be talking with our summer radio show producer, Nishant Makija. He'll be talking about a documentary that he made last year entitled Fast Food Revolution, India Style. And we'll have a chance to listen to the audio from the video that he made. So before we get into the video, Nishant, tell us a little bit about what this video is about.
The documentary is about mostly about the economy, the culture, and how India has transformed into the 21st century. They have gone from a very poor country now to a thriving economy, to one of the largest economies in the world. So the documentary takes a look at how because their economy is changing, globalization is also changing in India, where we see fast food industries coming to India. We see a lot of Western markets coming into India. A lot of the Western companies are also coming to India to make a fortune there. And it's mostly, but we also talk about in the video, in the documentary, about how this is happening and why it's occurring. And it's mostly it's happening because India's economy is changing so fast. And we talk about how since 1991, their markets have been opening up to more opportunities in India.
And is this happening all over India or just in the large cities?
It is happening all over India. We are mostly seeing the changes, though, in the larger cities like Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, and Hyderabad, and other larger cities. But we're also beginning to see that it is starting to go into smaller cities as well.
Okay, so what gave you the idea to do this documentary?
My family is originally from India. I travel to India every year to visit my grandmother there. It came across to me that I wanted people to see what India's like. I've heard a lot in America, people know that India has a lot of poverty. But what Americans and other people around the world don't realize that this is a time in history, of their world history, that they are seeing a country that used to be one of the poorest countries in the world starting to become one of the most powerful nations in the world. And so I decided to look at, I wanted the people around the world to see how India is industrializing right now. Right now they're going through their industrialization period, and that has begun and that is underway. And I didn't want people to see the poverty in India because I think everyone knows about the poverty. But I wanted people to see the other side of the story, about how large the economy is, how well the economy is doing, how people are very happy in India, what their culture is like, and not the poverty that everyone continues to hear about.
Sure. There's certain images and perceptions that were given through the media about what India is like, and it only focuses on certain aspects, typically business, technology, and poverty. So your video gives us a chance to understand more about the country and another aspect to people's daily lives.
That's right, and I hope that when people watch this video, that they will be inspired by India and they will realize that India is changing very much, and this is a time in their world that they should be very much focused on India. And that's the point of the movie and the documentary. So, of course, there is still poverty in India, but there used to be a time that we only thought of India as poverty. And the movie, I hope, will change people's perspectives on that.
Okay, great. Well, let's listen.
Sure.
India is the largest democracy in the world with a population of about 1.2 billion. India also has one of the largest economies in the world. Indian culture is very diverse as well, as seen in the 18 official languages adopted by the country. Since 1991, India has been opening its economy and letting Western ways in. The booming economy is leading Indians to embrace Western fast foods. In fact, fast food consumption in India is growing by an incredible 40% per year. Because of India's huge population, a number of Western chains are trying to cash in on this profitable market. In this documentary, I will show you how much the Indian economy has changed over time and how this change has influenced Indians' views on Western fast food. As you will see, Indians appreciate new experiences in eating, but companies still have to adapt to Indian beliefs and values about food. These companies appear to be up to the challenge. In all countries, people's ability to eat out is associated with greater income and economic growth. With the gross domestic product for 2007 estimated at $2.97 trillion in purchasing power parity, according to the World Factbook, India now has the fourth largest economy in the world. This translates into per capita GDP of $2,700. By the year 2020, this figure is expected to exceed $5,653 per person. As a result, the number of individuals who constitute the middle class may already number in excess of 350 million and may form half the population by the year 2040. The most recent estimate of real GDP growth is also very high at 8.5% per year, and this follows many years of similarly high growth rates in the past decade. As a result, there is more money in consumers' pockets to eat out and consume fast foods. Fast food is also more of an urban phenomenon. A breakdown of India's GDP by sector in 2007 is 16.8% in agriculture, 28.4% in industry, and 55% in services. Unlike the past, India's economy is now geared toward industry and services, which are located in the cities. Likewise, Indian cities have been rapidly growing. Clearly, more and more Indians have found resources to consume fast food outside their homes. Mass media has also helped expose Indians to new fast food choices. The people most influenced by the media are the young people. In fact, the median age of the population is under 25 years, and a group that is more likely to be open to non-traditional fast foods. I spoke to an 11th grade student about her thoughts about Western fast food.
Now, since the Western culture has, you know, started coming into India, we have different things. You've got pizzas, and you've got burgers, and you've got outlets like Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and all coming in. People like going there, but I mean, a lot of Indian foods, or you could even say that stuff like pizzas have been Indianized, and you have stuff like you've got paneer and pizzas, and if you try out, there are different varieties, actually.
Do you see more people turning towards fast food in India rather than like going to McDonald's rather than your traditional Indian fast food places?
A lot of people do go to McDonald's and continental stuff because the youngsters, teenagers, basically, it's like the favorite hangout when they go out with friends, and they prefer doing that because it's considered cool and in. But even a lot of families like going there with their little kids because it's really like it. And Indian food, people at home in India normally eat the normal Indian traditional food. So when they go out, they normally like a change, so that it's not really, okay, when if they go out to an Indian restaurant, there's probably just a change in the atmosphere, and the difference is they're not eating at home, but they're kind of eating the same food because the menu is more or less the same. But if they try something that's different, for example, pasta or pizza or burgers or whatever it may be, so they find a change and they like doing that.
A teacher told me that Western fast food has brought new variety in taste.
Well, I like traditional food, but Western food or any other food, I don't mind to taste also. Because variety is always good. Change is always good. Variety is always nice. People either prefer to eat Indian food in all over the world. Similarly, sometimes people want a change in India also. They want to taste Western food also.
Over here, have you seen a change in the culture over here?
No, it's not the change of the culture. It's the change of the taste. Means people are traveling all over the world these days. Once they have gone somewhere or other country, they have tasted something different. If they find it in India also, they would like to taste it also. And I think that even the other countries also should become open-minded to accept other foods also. If something is good and nutritious, we should accept it, mm-hmm. whether it is from India or it is from U.S.
Right.
Several U.S. and European fast food firms have recently opened their doors in India, giving Indians many options. They include well-known brands like McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, KFC, and Wimpy's. These multinational fast food chains are very visible, with not just one but several restaurants in all the important locations. They also spend a large amount of time in advertising. In this country, there are more than 125 McDonald's, 140 Pizza Huts, and 114 Subways. The numbers of Western fast food restaurants is growing rapidly. In short, large numbers of Indian consumers are increasingly looking at fast food as an affordable alternative choice, and they are enjoying the experience.
What kinds of Western food do you like to eat, like at McDonald's?
Burger is quite nice. Pizza is also there.
Okay.
With Coke and all that. That's quite crispy and enjoyable. That's all.
Even so, it's not that easy to penetrate this market. The Indian market has some very unique qualities to it, which makes many Indians reluctant to try fast food. Indian culture is the first barrier to the growth of fast foods in general, and to the Western fast food in particular. Traditional Indian food habits have two main features. One, Indians buy fresh produce every day and cook just for that day. In contrast, fast foods are highly processed and not very organic, so they tend not to have the taste that Indians prefer for everyday food. Even traditional Indian fast foods tend to be less processed than Western ones.
Peshwar, in traditional Indian fast food restaurants, currently now many are turning to the Western fast food industry like McDonald's to get fast food here in India. As you can tell, people still continue to come to Peshwar. However, it is not as common as it was before.
ਮਿਕਸ ਪਕੌੜੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਨੇ ਚੀਜ਼ ਪਨੀਰ ਪਕੌੜੇ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਜਾਮੁਨ ਹੈ ਗਾਜਰ ਦਾ ਹਲਵਾ ਹੈ
ਹਾਂਜੀ
ਬਰਫੀ ਹੈ ਕਲਾਕੰਦ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ ਸਾਡੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ ਆਮ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹੈ
ਫਾਸਟ ਫੂਡ ਪ੍ਰੋਡਿਊਸਰਸ ਹੈਵ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਟੂ ਓਵਰਕਮ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਈ ਦੇਅਰ ਯੂਜੁਅਲ ਲਾਈਨ ਆਫ ਅਟੈਕ adding salt and fat. The other major challenge to Western fast food restaurants in India is that nearly 80% of Indians are Hindus, and the vast proportion of Hindus are vegetarians. The cow is considered sacred, and almost all Hindus avoid eating beef. This means the popular Western fast foods, like the Big Mac, are not an option for the menu. A third issue is that Indians like really spicy food, which is not typical fast food fare in the West. To satisfy Indian tastes and religious practices, Western fast food restaurants have become quite creative. They contain many vegetarian products. For example, McDonald's has three different vegetarian burgers on its menu: McVeggie Burger, McAloo Burger, and Vegetarian Surprise Burger. Similarly, Pizza Hut has many different vegetarian toppings. For example, hot red peppers and bell peppers are among popular toppings. When it comes to meats, chicken and lamb have replaced beef. Since India is a multicultural, multiple religion country, there are many non-vegetarians too.
There is a sizable population of Muslims, Christians, and Sikhs. In fact, with 20% of the population as non-Hindus, there are hundreds of millions of non-vegetarians. Fast foods cannot ignore this market, but to not alienate Hindus, they cannot even carry beef products that they sell in other parts of the world.
Western fast foods have also run into other problems in India. A farmers' leader, Mr. Nandu Swami, has charged that Western fast food is overly processed and not sufficiently nutritive for the poor people of India. In particular, he charged that KFC uses too much MSG to enhance the taste of their chicken. MSG has been linked to obesity and breathing problems. One gentleman said the following.
Indian food is very good. The Western food is a difficulty. The mix of qualities is not better. But India is better. Original foods is very nice. Of the Indian boots, various Indian streets, very nice. But also his problem with the Western music, the meats, chickens, is difficulty. But also all these chickens, all these cows is a difficult. Although is the demand of the country in the Indian supply of the food of Western is India's food is very good. All countries, all the West is the public man of the Indian food is like. Is chicken is good, but chicken foods nice, very nice.
The more serious protests against Western fast foods come from the lobby for better treatment of animals. For a country with so many vegetarians, you cannot imagine why this is such a serious problem. People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, has been very vocal about the conditions for chickens used by KFC and for other animals for other restaurants. In fact, Indian celebrities such as sitar player Ravi Shankar have joined these protests so that the problems are now highly publicized. Bollywood actresses such as Ravina Tandon and famous cricket players like Anil Kumble are also supporting a movement against eating meat. Finally, because of its colonial history, there are many Indians who view multinational firms negatively. They have joined hands with worldwide movement against globalization. Western fast food outlets are seen as the visible arm of large world corporations that are trying to make a buck by selling low-quality food. Western fast food corporations have managed to sustain these criticisms very well. They have used their legal systems to maintain their rights to run their existing businesses and to open new ones. They have improved conditions in which their suppliers grow chicken and other animals. They have also tried to integrate with their communities by sponsoring school events, charity for the poor, and educate consumers about their products. For example, they have tried to show that so far there is no established link between MSG and any health problems.
The companies have done quite well so far. Indians told me that they like the change Western fast food offers. They have the money and they want to try new things. Fast food has become a barometer of culture change in India.
You're listening to Youthbeat Radio on WCRS, Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Christy Lakeys, and with me here in the studio is Nishant Makhija. So anyway, that was extremely interesting, Nishant, and I certainly learned some things. And
I think that in the documentary, you've noticed that they have a couple burgers called mutton burger and veggie surprise burger and the different kinds of vegetarian burgers and aloo tikki burger. And these, like I said in the documentary, are trying to appeal to the people of India because this is what they like to eat. And so they try to make it what people like to eat, obviously, in the country. Obviously, they don't eat beef, so there's no point serving hamburgers in their McDonald's there.
So, are they on the menu at all?
Hamburgers are not on the menu at all, but they have something similar, which is called a mutton burger, which is lamb. And that is very similar to a hamburger. But because in India they don't eat any pork or beef, because India is made up of mostly Hindus and Muslims, and yes, there's Christians as well, but those are the two biggest groups, is Hindus and Muslims, so they don't have beef or pork there in the country.
Okay, very interesting. Well, one thing I was curious about was people's patterns of shopping for food. So you had mentioned that people shop every day for food, and the fresh produce is very important to them. So, you know, how do people typically shop for food there? Are there large supermarkets? Do people go to the outdoor markets or small shops? Or how do people get their food?
People typically, I think in the documentary, and of course you were all listening, they were talking about how there are carts that go down the streets with vegetables. There are carts that go down of different needs that you might be interested in. So you don't necessarily need to go to the grocery store, because you have all these fresh products coming exactly from the gardens and from the farms coming down your streets, and you can just buy it. But you can also go to the supermarket if you have something else you want to buy. There are many supermarkets, and the supermarkets are very Western. And I think that's another thing I touch in the video, is because of globalization in India, there is now Western supermarkets there. In fact, Walmart recently, and I did not put this in my documentary because they have just opened up in the last 2 or 3 months, but Walmart has opened up in a city called Amritsar, which is in Punjab. And there, you know, people shop at Walmart just like they do in America. So they definitely have the supermarkets, and it's starting to come to India. It was very much less frequent, but now it is more popular nowadays, and it's coming there.
Okay. Well, just to ask you a few other questions about India. You've traveled to India quite a bit then?
That's right, I have.
So, and you've been all over the country?
Okay. I have been to Delhi, I've been to Bombay, I've been to Bangalore, I've been to Patna, which is on the east side of the country. I've been to Rishikesh, I've been to Agra, I've been to Jaipur. I've been to quite a few places, yes. But mostly when I go to India, I'm mostly going to Delhi, the capital.
Okay. You know, just wondering also about India and the environment with globalization and development of the country and all the changes happening there in the country. What have you seen in terms of the environment? What's the air quality like? Are you hearing or seeing different initiatives underway to protect the environment? I'm aware of some natural parks and some preserves that exist in India for tigers and other types of animal species. So I'm just curious about, you know, is land being protected? What kinds of things are you aware of?
Right, and you're referring to the tiger parks in the south, because the British used to kill a lot of the tigers when they were ruling, so that has, the tigers' numbers have gone down. There are a lot of those different parks for the endangered species in India, and especially the tigers is a huge endangered species now in India. There are the environment, as far as the environment, the pollution levels are getting better. I remember a time when you used to go to Delhi and there was smog everywhere. You would be breathing it in whenever you'd be walking. The levels have gone down tremendously. It is not the case as much anymore. You might still smell it at times, but it is nowhere as bad as it was when I had first gone there 8 years ago. So it's not much of an issue anymore as it used to be. And they have done a lot. They've changed the buses, what kinds of gasoline the buses use, what kinds of the cars use. So they've changed that tremendously as well. Hillary Clinton was just there in India, and she told them to please stop using so much carbon emissions into the air. But one of the reasons India is coming out of poverty, and a lot of experts think this, is because they're throwing so much carbon emissions into the air. They're producing so much, and they're giving jobs to the poor to do this, and that is why they believe that India is also coming out of poverty. I think in summary of the documentary, I hope that the listeners are able to realize that the movie is about the economy, about globalization, how much it has changed in the last, since India's globalized since 1991, the culture. I hope the culture, you'll get a sense of what the culture is like in India, about the fast food industry in India. Those are the three missions of the documentary.
So one final question. If someone wants to go to India, what would you recommend?
That's not an easy question.
What are some of your favorite spots?
There are many different places you can go in India. Goa is a very good destination. Goa is where the beaches are, very, very famous beaches in the world, in fact. Bombay is a very, very cool place if you're interested in colonial history there. That's not an easy question because India has so much history and it's such a big country that you really have to go everywhere. There's not one specific place that you have to go that will, that you should go. I mean, the Taj Mahal, though, is a place that everyone should see, and that's located in Agra, and that's only about 3 hours away from Delhi. And Jaipur is also a very interesting city. They have a lot of colonial, they have history there because of the kings used to rule there until 1947 when the British left India. So that's a very cool place to visit. But you should also visit Bombay. That's where the Bollywood industry is. The largest film industry in the world is located, more than Hollywood, might I add. There's a lot. I mean, it just depends on which city you are and which region of India you are.
So definitely plan on spending some time. Don't plan to go just for a week and expect to see everything.
Oh, definitely not. Like I said, India is a huge country. It could even take years to see.
Okay, thank you, Nishant. So you've been listening to YouthBeat Radio on community radio station WCRS in Columbus. I'm your host, Christy Lakeys, and I've been talking with Nishant Makija, our summer radio intern, and he's been talking about a documentary he made about India. And if you would like to actually watch the video, it is on YouTube. And if you would like information about that, send us an email at youthbeat@osu.edu. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of YouthBeat Radio. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu or email us at youthbeat@osu.edu. Thank you again for listening. YouthBeat Radio is produced by students of The Ohio State University and Upper Arlington High School. Dr. Christy Lakeys, executive producer. The program is supported by the Department of Human and Community Resource Development at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, broadcasting classes at Upper Arlington High School, and Simply Living. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the sponsors.